We're at the end of Yeretz, Man, Kuf Tes Vav. We did yesterday the first half of Sif Gimel, discussing Chemas Akum, Gayesha Bar. So we discussed yesterday that there are four opinions. The Rambam brings down two opinions from the Gaonim. Some Gaonim say it's mutter, it's not included in milk, it's not included in cheese, mutter. Another opinion said, no, big zero against cheese applies to butter as well, it's usser. The Rush said, really, Iker din is mutter, but the minig is that it's usser. And the Rambam had some sort of compromise sheet. There's a discussion exactly how to understand the Rambam, and that is that you should cook the butter, thereby burning out any possible non-kosher milk that could have possibly been there. Fine. So the topic now, we're in the middle of the Ramah. That's the Rambam. So now we're in the Ramah. Okay, we did the first two lines of the Ramah yesterday. Now the Ramah is going to discuss the concept of, based on what the Machaber basically told us, that there's different minhagim. So what happens when you go from place to place? So there's a perek in Psachim, the fourth perek of Psachim, called Makom Shen Nahagu, which discusses different minhagim in different places, and the Mishnah also tells us what happens when you go from place to place. So to fully appreciate what's going on over here, we have to look at the sugya in Psachim. So the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Psachim on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, there the topic is where the minhag, there are different minhagim about doing malacha Erev Pesach in the morning. Everyone holds Erev Pesach in the afternoon not to do malacha. That's the time of the Korban Pesach. It's already a type of yantif, as dinim sort of like Chol HaMoed, which is, again, not exactly our topic. And then the Mishnah says that there's different minhagim. Some of them minig not to do malacha Erev Pesach in the morning, and some of them minig Erev Pesach that they do malacha. Different minhagim. So then the Mishnah says, what if you go from place to place? A very famous Mishnah. Haholich mi makom she'os in the makom she'enos, and if you go from one place to the other, oh, mi makom she'enos in the makom she'os, I live in a place where we don't do malacha, I go to a place where we do malacha, or vice versa, says the Mishnah, nosin alav chumri makom she'atza misham, v'chumri makom she'holach l'sham. So he takes on the chumras of both places. Now, that's assuming that he's going to be going back to his original place. If you move from place to place, so you take on the new minhagim of your new place. But if you plan on going back, so then you have the chumras of both places. Whichever one, if you're machmir, either place, you take upon yourself the chumras of both places. Okay, then the Mishnah says, now, when you're in a place where they're doing things differently than you're accustomed to doing, let's say they're lenient, but I'm not allowed to be lenient. I have to be strict because I come from a place where they're strict, so then I'm not allowed in front of other people to do things differently than is common practice in this place because that will lead to fighting. That will lead to machlokes. Now, the two halves of this mission don't always fit together, because I have to be strict, but over here they're not strict. So if it's clear, if it's noticeable that I'm being strict and they're not being strict, so I'm taking on the stringency of the other place, but then I'm doing something different than is common in the place to which I've come. So the Gemara asks this question on Daf Nun Aleph Omer Beis, it discusses it, and it's some sort of balance. These halachos are found in Orach Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Erev Pesach, Siman Tov Samech Ches, Sif Dalid. And here it says, when he goes head to head, accepting upon myself the stringency of the place I left versus doing things differently and causing machlokes, the main opinion is not to cause machlokes. Now, if I could do my stringency behind closed doors, and no one will know, that's what I have to do. But if it's not possible to do that, it goes head to head, it's more important not to do things differently in a place where the minig is to be lenient, than to take upon myself the stringency of the place that I left. That's what the Mishnah says over here. Tov Samaches, Sif Dalet, Sif Katan, Chav Gimel. It's discussed at length in Sif Katan Yudalet and Sif Katan Chav Gimel. The other place where this is really relevant, Pizman Hazeh, is in Orachayim, beginning of Hilchas Yontif, Siman Tov Sadi Vav. Halacha is a Yontif Sheni. I go to Chutz La'aretz for Yontif, so there they keep 2 days. I'm a 1 day person. Or they come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, keeping 2 days. So there, the minig over here to keep 1 day, maybe with 2 days, you go from place to place. So you have to take upon yourself the stringencies of both places, but you can't do it in a noticeable fashion because that could perhaps lead to machlokes. Okay, that's not our topic, but that is the background of what we're going to learn right now. So let's take a look now in the Ramah at the end of Kuf Tes Vav. You're there, Kuf Tes Vav, Sif Gimel. We're in the second line of the Ramah. Okay, there's a little Chaf Aleph by the which belongs to the Bir Agra. Says the Rama. The Im Holech Mimakom She'ein Ochlan Osa. I live in a place where we don't eat Gaisha butter. And I go Lamakom She'ochlan Osa. I go to the place where they do eat Gaisha butter. Ochel Shami Mahem. I'm allowed to eat with them the Gaisha butter. Now, the Shach points out in Sifkat and Chavkas. Even though I have full intentions to go back to my strict place where they don't eat the butter, I'm still allowed to eat with them. Why? We're going to see in a minute why. This is against the rule. The Chemas Akum, according to the first Mahalach in the Rama, is against everything we just said about going from place to place. We just said we go from place to place. You have to take upon yourself the stringencies of both places. When it comes to butter, says Rama, that's not the case. I come from a place that's strict, I go to a place that's lenient, I'm allowed to eat with them, says the Shah. Again, even though I'm planning on going back to my place, I'm just a visitor. That's not the case by other Isurim. By other Isurim, you said you have to take on the stringency of the place from where you've come. This is an exception. The question is, why? So the Taz brings down two opinions. Look at the Taz, they've got the Yud Gimel. Here it's not relevant the rule we just learned from Psachim, Perek 4, and from Orachaim, Siman Tov Samech Ches. Why? The Masha Ochlin Osa B'Makom Ahu, places where they're lenient about eating the Gaisha butter. Mishum Disham Osin Osa B'Hechshav Loch Shash B'Olam. He says, you know what creates a minig to make it usher and a minig to make it mutter? It's not a machlokis in halacha. It's differences in how they make the butter. And therefore, the place where the minig is to eat it is because it's done in a, we'll see in a minute, the gra, why this is so. They do it in a pure way. There's no suspicion whatsoever that there's any problem. And therefore, v'ilu hayu osin kan kemohen, hayu gan kin ochlan osa. I come from a place where they're strict. But you know why they're strict? Because they do it in a funny way. They do it in a problematic way. They do it in a questionable way. So that's the weird machmir. But if I would know that, but if my place had the way of making butter like your place, then my place would also be lenient. So it's not really so tied to the sugyam sachin. It depends, it's a metzias. How do they make the butter? We make the butter pure, no problem. You make the butter complicated, yeah, problem. So it's really dependent on how they make the butter. So I come from places strict. Why are they strict? Because the way they make the butter, now the way the post can talk about it, it's hard to understand. They didn't have a lot of milk accessible. They didn't have a way of making a good way of making butter. So they would kind of collect everybody's leftovers and it came from all sorts of funny places. I don't know. It's hard to understand what that means exactly. But they were mocking it because they came from funny places. Can't cause an Issa v'Heter Aruch. This is how the Issa v'Heter understands this halacha. But the Isra'etu is different than the Lavush. The Lavush has a different reason why the rule doesn't apply over here. The Lavush says it's a low-grade Isra. Since it's a low-grade Isra, the rule of Tzachim doesn't apply. So the Taz and Isra, they don't like that. The Kol Sheyesh Isra, Malikah, Malikham. What does it mean? If the meaning is Asa, who cares? It's a high-grade Isra, low-grade Isra. He says that shouldn't make a difference. So they knock off the Lavush very stark. Issa v'Heter doesn't agree with the Lavush. The Taz doesn't agree with the Lavush. And it's a din in Metzias. Look at the Bir Agra, Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. The Bir Agra, Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. You skip to the last two lines. K'mosh Shekazem Ariel, Siman Lamed Hey. The very end of the Bir Gra, Sivkat and Chafal. The Makam Shinogin Heta, the place where the minig is at its mutter to eat the Gaisha butter. It's right on the Ramah we just did. The Makam Shinogin Heta, the Fishu Eretz Harim. Because it's a place that's very mountainous. Umakom Mir'ah, there's lots of grazing place for the cows. The Chovin Harvayacha, and they milk tons of cows over there. The Eilachosham, and therefore you don't have to worry that they went door to door picking up people's straggling leftover dairy products that could come from all sorts of funny places. That's why the minig over here was to be lenient, because we know where it came from. There was no chshash ba'olam. There's Lashon HaIsur V'Heter quoted in the Taz. Okay, that's part one of the Rama, or whatever, part one for today. Part two. Aval, says the Rama, Aval osu lahavia imo. You're not going to take the butter with you from a place where we eat it to a place where they don't eat it. U'l'ochla b'makom shino gimba isa. I live in a place where the butter, we eat the butter. You live in a place where you don't eat the butter. I can't take my butter to your community and eat it there. Unless, im lo sheish beheker, sheimim akomo samutarim, unless there's something recognizable about the butter that it came from my place, as opposed to your place. It has to be something special. Your butter is all, I don't know, in a blue wrapper, our butter is all in a red wrapper, whatever. So, if it's something recognizable, then it's going to be okay. What's the problem in bringing it over? The Aruch HaShulchan says the problem is Maris Ayin, and therefore if there's a Heker, it's going to be okay. The Sugya of Heker and Maris Ayin is discussed at length in Yoredeh Siman Pein Zayin Siv Gimel in the Ramah Ayin Sham for Homer. The Gra over here says that it's not a din. He doesn't talk about Maris Ayin. He says it's a din from the Mishnah. Don't do things differently. It's going to be machlokes. You know, I'm going to come to your place. You're going to see me eating butter. Hey, what are you doing? We don't eat that stuff over here. You shake it. Right? It's going to cause machlokes. But once there's a heker, it's not going to be a problem of machlokes. Look at the Bira Gra Sifkat and Chaf Beis. Abel Aser. Kamosha Kasim Perek Dalet Dipsachin. That's in the Mishnah. If I do things differently, I go to your place, and I do things differently than you're doing it. Do it the way we do it back in my place. That's going to cause machlokes. Unless there's a heker. Your butter has a blue wrapper, my butter has a red wrapper, then it's very clear that my butter didn't come from your place, and then there won't be machlokes. Skip the next few words. Alma, les ki agavna mishum machlokes. So when there's a heker and it's recognizable, there's no problem of doing things differently than the machlokes, because it's known that it's my butter didn't come from your community, it came from my community. The only issue still remains, says the Gra, rak mishum chumrei hamakom. I'm still supposed to keep the stringencies of the new place, but kan lekem mishum chumrei hamakom. But when it comes to the iser or the minug of chem as akom, it's not relevant to chumras of the different places. Either, right, like we just saw in the Taz. That's not relevant. And therefore, if my butter is recognizable, I can take it from my place where we eat it to your place where you don't eat it. It's recognizable. It's not going to be a problem. If it's not recognizable, I can't bring it. Again, I'm going to read that line again. I can't bring it with me. Eat in a place where the minig is at its aser. Unless it's recognizable, that it came from a kosher place. Because we have a different color wrapper. Next part of the Rama. V'holech mimakom shenahogu ba heter the makom shenahogu sham iser. If I go from my place, we eat it. Your place, you don't eat it. Aser la'achla sham. So if I go from my place, we eat it to make your place, then I'm not allowed to eat it in your place. Okay? The Gra here again, it's Sifkat Nachav Gimel. Can this kill the air like you said before? Me'a machlokes. Kem sha'ochel chema she'lohem. So that's going to cause machlokes. I don't know, not clear that the Gra is going with this mahalach that of the Taz, although that's what he said before. But okay, right. Now the Ramah brings in the Yesh Omer and turns everything upside down. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omerim, the Hu Hadin, who will be makom het to the makom eser. Some say it's the same thing. If I take it from my place, it's mutter. I bring it to your place, it's aser. Nami Asura, it's also going to be Asa, Afil Yesh Boheker. Even if it's a different wrapper. That, which we said before, it's a different wrapper. It's recognizable that it came from a different place. We said it's Mutter. Now, the second opinion, it's a Stamini Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. But the Ramah concludes, V'Hochi Nog. The Minig is like this Yesh Omrim. That even though it has a wrapper, even though it's recognizable it came from a different place, it's still going to be Asa. So the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin wants to explain that this, and it sort of looks like this for Rabbi Akiva Eger. We're not going to look at Rabbi Akiva Eger inside, but you can look at Rabbi Akiva Eger for homework. Sifkatan Aleph. The Chelkas Binyamin understands that this Yesh Omrim disagrees with everything we just said about the Ramah. And it's not that in this place they make it in a problematic way, and this place they make it in a kosher way. Says the Chelkas Binyamin, what's going on over here is everyone makes it the same. But we know there's a machlokas. Like the Rambam says, some Gaonim say Mutter, some Gaonim say Aser. So some places they hold it's Mutter, and some places they hold it's Aser. It's a machlokas. It's different minhagim. And therefore, it is relevant to the whole sugi that we discussed in Psachim and Dav Nun Aleph, the whole sugi of Makam Shinagu, and it's the same sugi as appears in Orach Chaim Tav Samech Ches, and the same sugi that appears in Tav Sadi Vav. Okay, it's the same thing. And therefore, even though it's recognizable, it's still going to be Usser, because you're in a place that it's Usser, and you have to accept upon yourself the stringencies of the place to which you've come. However, this that I have to accept upon myself the stringencies of the place that I come is only in public. It's only in front of other people. But in the privacy of my own home, says the Chelkas Binyamin, I can eat the butter. I can eat the butter. You give me a room, I have a yechida, I have my own little room, my own little kitchenette, I can eat the butter as long as nobody sees. Even though I'm in a place where it's aser, since I come from a place where it's mutter, I'm planning on going back to my place where it's mutter, I'm allowed to eat it privately. Publicly, I can't eat it, even though it has a different label, and even though it's a different wrapper, and even though it's clear it didn't come from this place. Okay. Now, this rule, that when you're doing something different, you're not allowed to do it publicly, you are allowed to do it privately, does not apply to malacha. Okay? The two cases, the case of doing malacha on Erev Pesach in the morning, there you're not allowed to do malacha at all. We don't say in the privacy of your own home you can do malacha, because malacha is understood to be something, this is Tosis on the top of Nubez and Aleph and Pesachim, malacha is something that by definition is considered public. Even as private as you want to make it, malacha is considered public, people are going to find out. So butter, no one's going to know if I ate the butter. Butter I can eat in the privacy of my own home, even if I'm in a place where the minig is, that's also. But malacha I can't do, even in the privacy of my own home, because it's going to become known. Everything private, when it comes to malacha, is like public. Now this is extremely relevant, because you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael, keeps one day Yantif. He goes to Chutzla, it's for Yantif. So now the second day of Yantif, so according to what we said, he should really be allowed to do malacha. He can't do malacha in public, of course, machlokes. But really, he could do malacha in the privacy of his own home. But malacha is an exception to the rule. And therefore, he can't do malacha even in the privacy of his own home. Now, the truth is, this is a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Taz is lenient, the Magen Avraham is strict, the Mishnah Berurah comes out l'chum. On the last page in Rav Nevenzal's Sefer, B'Yushalayim B'mo Adeha, on Shavuos, on the very last page, maybe there's a new edition that changed things. There's a question here, question Tezayin, and here they imply that you're allowed to do Malacha Betzina. They don't say it straight out, they imply Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutzlatz, who's doing Malacha Betzina, if they ask him, he should say. What do you mean he's doing Malacha Betzina? He's not allowed. So I brought this to Rav Nevenzal. I said, don't we pass him like the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah? Why is he doing Malacha Betzina? And another said, Ta'ut! It's a mistake! When a Ben, Eretz Yisrael, goes to Chutzlatz, he's not allowed to do Malacha and Yantar Sheni, even in the privacy of his own home. It's considered Malacha, private Malacha by definition is public. Private consumption of butter is private, and that's okay. Private Malacha, by definition, is halachically considered public, and it is forbidden, even in the privacy of your own home. That concludes Siman Kuf Tes Vav Yoredeya Chemas Akum.